The Speed Up Sound with Kyle Meredith.
Right around Bonnaroo 2017, Michael Kiwanuka's sophomore LP, Love and Hate, approached its first birthday. The English soul musician took some time to chat about a year of discussing its themes, the scrap songs that didn't make the record, and his involvement with Big Little Lies and The Get Down. I'm Kyle Meredith at The Speed of Sound.
I'll be alright, I'll be right in the day. But I believe it, one more night in the morning.
You know, you're touching on a lot of big themes on this record. And a lot of, you know, other times you can sort of just get off, like, you know, you write the love song and you're just talking about whatever's going on in your life, but you sort of had to carry something along with this one. Yeah. Has it felt like a weight to be talking about the bigger issues for the better part of a year now?
Yeah, you know, sometimes it does. It goes up and down. You know, the main thing is also sometimes the issues, but also it's probably the most, I mean, I've only done two albums, but the most vulnerable I've been for my songs or singing. So sometimes when I'm feeling a bit shy, you know, and I go on stage, I kind of don't want to sing all the songs. Sometimes it's like I'm too full naked out here, you know.
Right.
And you're giving out a lot. But most of the time it's worth every minute, you know. And actually it feels about right, you know, especially crazy times anyway. You know, it's nice to be part of what I feel is a lot of musicians and artists kind of stepping up to the plate and singing about what's happening. And all the music I was influenced by growing up, they were all doing that. And I was like, where's all the musicians that are singing about what's happening? And it seems like now is a period where people might talk about that, you know.
Do I have to rule the world, or will it come to me? Do I have to live in doubt, or will it turn to me?
You know, I guess you go into the venue, a club or whatever, and you've got a crowd that's coming to see you, and they sort of know what they're in for, you know, for the topic of discussion.
Yeah.
We're out here, it's not exactly like that, you know, and I don't know. Do you find the challenge? Are you hoping to get something across, or are you just here to have a good time?
Yeah, no, that's interesting. I definitely am hoping to get something across, and you do feel the difference, especially because we've been on a tour, a US tour, and there's been a few festivals dotted in and around there. And sometimes you get stuck in your groove, you get relaxed and complacent, and then you do a festival, you're like, oh, actually, I've still got, you know, not everyone's like it necessarily into the music.
Right.
And you have to work a little bit harder, and you're trying to bring people in and kind of showcase yourself, you know. But I like the challenge, and it keeps you on your toes, and it's definitely a different experience playing a festival, but a good one, you know.
Yeah.
And then a bonus is getting to see those other bands as well, so.
Right.
I'm a black man in a white world. I'm a black man in a white world. I'm a black man in a white world.
I have heard about, you know, the certain things with this record. Like, first off, you know, there was a scrap record, I guess, at the beginning.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Do those songs exist or will exist in any other versions, or, you know?
I think they will, yeah. As I'm getting, like, learning more about songwriting, you realize that, no, there's no wasted idea, and sometimes I'll be on my guitar and start thinking I'm writing a new song. I'll be like, oh, I remember this one. I thought I threw this away, but a new section comes and you think, oh, this song did have some legs to it. I just didn't know it yet. And sometimes you add sections to old ideas. So I've been in the studio in and out, and sometimes those old things have crept up and rehashed. And so, yeah, they'll probably be resurfaced somewhere or another in the future.
I mean, that's the nice thing, having that sort of, I don't know, stock.
Yeah, exactly.
That you can reach for now,
it's
you
true.
Know?
Yeah, because sometimes I think it's every songwriter's nightmares. You feel like one day you're just going to dry up and have no songs anymore. So every now and again, when you're really stuck, you can pull on something else, you know.
Standing up, calling all the people here to see the show. Calling for my demons now to let me go.
It's a really great story of, you know, that you've told of how this album finally did present itself.
Yeah.
When it all starts coming to you, I mean, you had some hesitation at first, right?
Yeah, loads. Yeah, I think second albums, maybe it was in my head, but for me, second albums, I feel are really important. Even when you mention, you know, long-standing bands like Radiohead, you know, their second and third albums, they just kept kind of stepping it up, and that's why they're still going and a respected band if you're into them. And I really wanted to push on to and grow as an artist with the second album. I also wanted to not prove a point, but just show another side of me as well that people might not necessarily expect. And so that took a bit of digging to get to that, you know, and took a bit of work to grow, you know. But it was worth it.
I'm falling again.
The music is such a different world for you. I mean, you listen right from the beginning of the record.
Yeah.
And it seems like it is like two stories in one for this record. Like what you're talking about and what you're playing.
Yeah. So when we scrapped the first kind of draft and I started again, I just thought, right, I'm just gonna go for it and just try and do the most brave thing I can think of to do that people wouldn't expect, but also it's just something that I would listen and be like, oh, I'm nervous to show people that, or what will people say? So that came through in the music and the guitar playing, the length of the songs, and I just thought, oh, I'm gonna try and make a statement. Whether people like it or not, I'm just gonna, at least they can say, well, he made a statement.
I said I wanted you, and you from the start, I could tell you apart.
Congratulations, it's been really fun to hear the things on the Get Down and Big Little Lies, you know, what they've done with those songs.
Yeah, it's been cool, especially over here. People have been coming to gigs through those TV things, so I'm definitely an advocate for that. I mean, I'm sure some artists aren't, but for me, it gives me an avenue and a platform. You know, especially with long songs, it's hard to get on the radio sometimes, so it's cool.
That's Michael Kiwanuka discussing his second LP, Love and Hate. For more of my interviews, head over to Facebook or Twitter @KyleMeredith. And thanks to Brad Yost for co-producing this episode. From the studios at WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Kyle Meredith at the Speed of Sound.